and welcome to Rebound, where today's six contestants will need razor-sharp knowledge and steely nerve as they battle it out for the chance to win thousands of pounds. They'll be hoping to beat each other, but they'll also have to beat this, the Rebound Bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents to put them out of the game. Let's see who's stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, I'm Will. I'm a tea buyer and I'm from Harrogate.
Hi, I'm Sarah and I'm a full-time mum from Newport.
Hi, I'm Cornelius. I teach mathematics. I'm from Thirsk.
Hi, my name's Dion. I'm a dental technician from Manchester.
Hi, I'm Saeed. I'm an account manager from London.
Hello, I'm Helen. I'm a retired journalist from Bedfordshire.
Welcome, all of you, and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's fast cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. They'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these royals is fourth in line to the throne? Get ready for the rebound. Prince Harry, Princess Charlotte, Princess Eugenie, or Prince Andrew? We're looking for the fourth in line to the throne. Someone locked in their answer really late there. Remember, the longer you take, the least amount of cash you earn. So lock in quick and lock in correct. Let's see what you locked in then. Sarah, you went for Princess Charlotte.
Yep. I believe that because she's just been born, she's fourth in line for the throne because, obviously, her little brother George is a little bit older than her.
I like your logic there. Dion, Princess Eugenie?
I think it's somewhat of a red. That's why I passed it.
OK, let's see what the correct answer is. It is Princess Charlotte. Well done, Sarah. You got it right. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? £682. Well done, Sarah. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these was a heavyweight boxer? Here comes that rebound. Barry McGuigan, Chris Eubank, Frank Bruno, or Joe Calzaghe. They're all boxers, but we're looking for the heavyweight among them. All very quick locking in there. Let's see what you chose. All in agreement. Saeed, you're grinning.
Complete guess. Like, I know they were all boxers, but that was just a complete guess.
A complete guess, and you've guessed the same as everybody else, so that must make you feel a bit better.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, you're either all right or you're all wrong. Let's have a look. You're all right, so the crucial thing is how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Sarah, once again, well done to you. £724, banking lots of cash. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these London hotels is the oldest? You know what the bar's gonna do? It's gonna rebound. Claridge's, the Ritz, Savoy, or the Dorchester? All nice hotels, but we're looking for the oldest. Bit of a grimace, Cornelius. Let's see what you locked in then. The Ritz.
I guess the Ritz simply because I work as a volunteer at the Ritz Cinema in Thirsk.
That's not great logic there. I'm a bit worried about you, Cornelius.
You're not the only one.
You're in between two fairly formidable-looking ladies. Are you feeling overwhelmed there?
No, it's just you've asked a lot of questions I don't know the answers to.
Dion and Sarah, look after him there. Yeah.
Look after you, Sarah.
Helen, you look like you go to a nice hotel from time to time. Claridge's?
I didn't know the answer. They're all potentially very old. I just had to pluck at something and A came first.
Well, let's see if you plucked at the right thing. Is the answer? It is Claridge's. Claridge's opened in 1856. So well done, Helen. Oh. You're the only one to get it right. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. £566. That's not to be sniffed at. And that's the end of fast cash. So it's a good time to have a look at the leaderboard, see how you're all getting on. Dion, you're at the bottom of the leaderboard with £575. Saeed, you're third. Helen, you're second. But well done to Sarah. You've got £1,406 banked. You're in the lead as we head into our next round. Get set for battle. It's time to go head-to-head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against each other, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Sarah, you earned the most in fast cash with £1,406, so you get to play first. Come and join me. Well, Sarah, you're a mum by day, but yeah, a rock singer by night.
That's right, yeah.
What sort of stuff do you sing with your band?
Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, all the big, heavy, hard rocking stuff.
All the heavy stuff. Yeah. So it's a real difference for you, day and night.
It is, but both my children love that music as well, so it's kind of a family effort.
Are you going to be singing your way into the final?
I'm hoping so.
Well, the first thing you need to do is select your opponent for the first head-to-head. Have a good look at them.
Yes.
We're going to help you out there. We're going to show you the leaderboard because you can steal their cash. It's Helen, Syed, Cornelius, Will or Dion. Are you going to go for someone who hasn't won much cash or someone who, well, has won quite a bit of cash and you can bank loads if you beat them?
The worst thing for me would be to pick somebody who has general knowledge in another area and then that category come up.
But remember, you start in control of the game, so you choose the category to start with.
Ah,
but
okay,
if you lose control, yeah, that is a valid point.
I'm going to go with Saeed then.
Why Saeed?
Because he's kind of in the middle of the board. And I think we'll have different general knowledge as well.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to see if I've got a couple of tricks up my sleeve to try and,
bet you have.
Be a good, worthy competitor.
This is where we reveal that Saeed is a wannabe magician. Is wannabe insulting?
No, I think you can go with wannabe, yeah, definitely.
We'll see if you've got some tricks up your sleeve. Saeed, Sarah, step up to the bar. Well, as I said earlier, Sarah, you're in control of the game. You get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? UK counties or Nobel winners?
Oh, dear Lord. Can I, like, go back and not do as well? I'm going to say Nobel winners.
Why is that?
Because my geography is horrible and Nobel winners also not a great subject, but I'm hoping both Saeed and I know as little about Nobel winners as we possibly can.
Let's ask him, shall we? Saeed, do you know much about Nobel winners?
I think this is going to be a round of guessing for me.
It could be a short rally. You're about to see pictures of various Nobel Prize winners. You just need to tell me who they are. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Saeed, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first Nobel Prize winner. Start the bar.
President Obama.
Nelson Mandela.
Albert Einstein.
Mother Teresa.
Winston Churchill.
Dalai Lama.
Gorbachev.
Martin Luther King.
Desmond Tutu.
Yasser Arafat.
Alexander Fleming. Penicillin.
I recognised that, but I just didn't know what he looked like.
It was a difficult one.
Yeah.
Hey, you produced a really good rally, given that neither of you were sure about that one. You've lost a life, though, Saeed. You're down to two lives. Sarah, you're in control of the game.
OK.
Part of the plan, isn't it?
It is.
Three lives still.
A very dodgy plan, a very shaky plan at the moment.
Well, the next part of the plan is to choose your next category. What's it going to be? Maths or biology?
Oh, biology. No-brainer.
Straight in there. Why?
Because maths is possibly the most heinous subject on the planet. And biology, well, we've all got a body, haven't we?
Saeed, we've all got a body. Would that be good for you?
I'm hoping my GCSE biology comes in now.
You're about to see some anagrams of different parts of the human body. All I need you to do is solve them. You have three lives, Sarah. You now have two lives, Saeed. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, the bar will be heading to you, Saeed. Here's your first body part. Start the bar.
Nose.
Knee.
Bowel.
Chin. Oh. Took it on the chin there, didn't you? Oh. Went blank there.
Just a bit.
Okay, you're down to two lives now. Saeed, you're in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. Birds or dogs?
Gosh.
You got a dog?
I haven't got a dog.
Got a bird?
No, but I am going to go with birds.
You a bit of a twitcher?
Definitely not, definitely not.
Okay, up will flash some images of birds. All you have to do is tell me what they are. This time, Sarah, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first bird. Start the bar.
Swan.
Penguin.
Robin.
Flamingo.
Seagull.
Otter? Did you say otter?
No, I was going to say ostrich, and it wasn't ostrich, an ostrich. Yeah.
No, it's a peacock, and it means you're down to one life.
Yes.
This is where it gets difficult, Sai. The pressure starts to mount. Lose the life, you're going home. It's only a short stay on rebound if you go out in a head-to-head. You are back in control of the game, Sarah.
Okay.
And you get to choose the next category. Famous duos or magic acts?
I'm going to go famous duos.
Why is that?
Because I think Saeed may have had a bit of an advantage being a magician.
So you shouldn't give him that away,
I
should
know,
you?
I should have kept that quite a secret. I've revealed my magician secret now, haven't I?
So a bit tactical from you, Sarah.
You've thought
this through, haven't you?
Well, it was kind of a no-brainer that he's a magician and I wasn't going to go for that, so...
You're about to see some names of well-known duos. Each duo has a name missing. Just fill in the blanks. You have one life left, Saeed. Lose that and you're going home. Two lives to you, Sarah. The bar is heading back to you again, Saeed. Here's your first duo. Start the bar.
Depp.
Wise.
Dean.
Hardy.
Cabana.
Teller.
French.
Clyde.
Gilbert.
Doyle. Bam! Oh!
It was ball.
I know,
and ball.
I know.
You knew that. Stuttered your way through that and didn't quite get the words out. Well, what it means is you are now down to one life.
OK.
Both on one life. Whoever wins this one goes through to the next round. Whoever loses is going home. And you are in control again, Saeed. That's a nice feeling, isn't
it? I know, yeah, definitely. But I've got to make this one count now.
You do? So let's get your next category. Madonna or the Rolling Stones?
I'm going to go with Madonna.
Are you a big Madonna fan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, genuinely.
So this is good for you?
Yeah.
Do you like Madonna?
Madonna's all right. I would have preferred the Stones, but...
Of course. The rock singer in you. You're about to see the titles of Madonna songs. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. Once again, Sarah, the bar is heading to you first. Here's your first Madonna song. Start the bar.
Like.
Papa.
Girl.
Groove.
Light.
Up.
Panky.
Girl.
Oh. Lucky star. You were the Madonna
gutted,
fan.
I know.
Gutted. Oh. You lost on one of your favourite subjects.
Yeah.
And you lost your last life. You're going home, Saeed. It's over. And to make matters worse, you lose all that money. You had... £715. Sarah, that all comes across to you, and you've now banked... £2,121. Word on, Sarah. We'll see you in the next round. Saeed, you've been beaten by the bar. Helen, with £1,166, you'll be playing next, so come and join me. So, Helen, you're a retired journalist.
I am.
Do you think you're going to be the headline act today?
I'd like to think so, but for the best reasons.
And the headline story, Helen winning lots of money, maybe?
Wouldn't that be good?
OK, the next thing you have to do is choose your opponent. Have a good look at those three, and we'll show you the leaderboard as well, because you can steal their money. You're going to pick one of them. So it's a big decision.
Yeah.
But don't tell me now. Oh. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Sarah won our first head-to-head, but who'll join her in the next round? Right, Helen, you've had time to think about who you're going to pick. Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Dion.
Why is that?
Well, I'm a wrinkly and she's a young girl, so I'm hoping that my worldly wisdom will defeat her popular culture and youth knowledge.
What do you think of that, Dion?
Well, it's a bit of fighting talk, so there's plenty more tricks up my sleeve, Helen.
But you haven't got any sleeves, darling.
No.
Bring it on.
Shoulders.
Dion, Helen, step up to the bar. So, Helen, as you won the most in Fast Cash, you get to choose the first category. You're in control of the game. What's it going to be? Footwear or gems?
Oh, that's interesting. Gems.
OK. Is this part of the plan?
Well, I don't know too much about footwear, really, so I thought I stand a better chance with gems, maybe.
Well, we're about to find out. You're going to see some anagrams of gemstones. All I need you to do is solve them. You each have three lives. Lose those lives and it's over for you. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Dion, to start with, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first gem. Start the bar.
Ruby.
Jade.
It's amber.
You look like dream.
And you went into a dream.
Yeah.
This isn't a dream, though. You're down to two lives. That's reality. You've still got three lives, Helen. What are you going to choose next? Cars or countries?
Countries, please.
Straight into that. Why?
I've travelled quite a lot in my job as a journalist, and I think I'm likely to know considerably more about that than cars, where I'm a bit of an ignoramus.
Well, we're about to see how well you do. Up will flash an outline of a country. All you have to do is identify it. Once again, the bar will be heading to you, Dion. Here's your first outline. Start the bar.
England.
Italy.
France.
United States.
Spain.
Spain? Australia. Have you ever been to Spain?
No, but I've been to Australia.
Well, that's a real blow, isn't it?
I know.
Down to one life now. Helen.
Hello.
Here's your next category. Scary movies or rom-coms?
Ooh, that's not good for me. I suppose it had better be rom-coms, because I know nothing about scary movies.
Rom-coms it is. Dion, I hope for your sake this is a good category for you. You lose it, you're out. You're about to see the titles of some rom-com movies. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. Simple. Dion, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your rom-com movie. Start the bar.
Harry.
Wedding.
Seattle.
Diary.
Love.
Mail.
Doors.
Like.
Sorry, don't know. Hate. Oh. You got the opposite. It's a different sort of film. 10 Things I Hate About You. You obviously haven't seen it.
No.
It means you're down to two lives, Helen. And Dion
gets to choose the next
starts. Yeah. You're in control. Choose the next category for us. Percentages or addition?
Addition, 100%. I haven't got a clue about percentages, so, yeah, addition.
OK, well, we're about to find out. You're going to see some addition sums. Just give me the right answer. This time, the bar will be heading to you first, Helen. Here's your first sum. Start the bar.
12.
18.
41.
12.
It's 13. Unlucky for you. And you're out. You've lost that last life. I'm afraid you're going to be going home. You had £575 banked. That all goes across to Helen. Helen, you've now got £1,741. It's a good amount. We'll see you in the next round. Well done.
Thank you, Dion.
Dion, you've been beaten by the bar. So, Cornelius and Will, that leaves you to battle it out for that last spot. Step up to the bar. Now, Cornelius and Will, you both banked £695. Cornelius, because you locked in your first answer quickest in Fast Cash, you get to choose the first category. Carry On or Eurovision?
It's got to be Eurovision.
You're a big fan, are you?
Big fan.
Really?
Massive fan.
Watch it every year?
Yes, yeah.
Favourite artist?
Ever. I'm not going to say in case it comes up.
Ah, very
clever. See what you did there.
Will, would you have chosen Eurovision?
No, carry on.
Well, we will carry on. You're about to see the titles of some UK Eurovision entries. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. You each have three lives. Lose those lives and you will be going home. You can only answer the question, remember, when the bar is in your half. To start with, Will, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first Eurovision song. Start the bar.
String.
Kisses.
Mind.
Little.
Boom.
Devil.
Love.
Beg.
There.
Flag.
Ooh.
Cry baby. You've lost a life, Will. Down to two lives.
Gemini, wasn't it? They got nil pois.
Did they?
They did.
Cornelius, you're giving me knowledge. You're on three lives and you still are in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? Abbreviations or the periodic table? You're a maths teacher, aren't you?
I am, yes. I was hoping addition would come up again. I suppose the periodic table is as close to it as we can get. Maybe go for periodic table.
You're about to see some anagrams of elements that appear in the periodic table. All you have to do is solve them. And once again, Will, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first clue. Start the bar.
Zinc.
Tin.
Iron.
Oxygen.
Gold.
Neon.
Carbon.
Copper. Caught out by copper. Cornelius, you're down to two lives.
I am.
And you're out of control of this game. That goes over to Will. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you get to choose the category. What's it going to be? Famous Jameses or famous Stevens?
A few more Jameses spring to mind, so I'll go for famous Jameses, please.
That's a good reason. Would you have gone for that, Cornelius?
It's impossible to tell, isn't it? It's as broad as it is long.
You're about to see a list of famous people who all have the first name James. All you have to do is give me their surname. This time, Cornelius, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first James. Start the bar.
Corden.
May.
Blunt.
Dean.
No idea. So sorry.
Martin.
Right.
You lost a life. You're down to one life.
C'est
Cornelius.
C'est la vie.
This is the business end of the game. Will, you still are in control. You get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? American English or Roman numerals?
It's a tough one. I'm going to go with Roman numerals.
You know what Cornelius does?
I know what he does, yeah.
You're taking a risk?
Take a risk, yeah.
We don't teach in Roman numerals, sadly, Sean, so we'll see how it goes.
OK. You're about to see some Roman numerals. Just tell me what number they represent. Once again, the bar will be heading to you first, Cornelius. Here's your first Roman numeral. Start the bar.
Three.
Five.
Ten.
20.
Seven.
50.
1,000. M is 1,000. And that means you're down to one life. One life each. It's a winner takes all for that spot in the next round. The one who loses goes home. Cornelius, you're in control. What's it going to be? Tennis legends or fashion designers?
I'm a bit of a fashion icon when it comes to the staff at the school I teach. But in spite of that, may I choose tennis legends?
I dread to think what the other teachers are like.
You said it.
Do you play tennis?
I used to in my prime.
You're about to see the names of some Wimbledon singles champions. Each name has a word missing. Just fill in the blanks. The bar will be heading to you first, Will. Here's your Wimbledon champion. Start the bar.
Williams.
John.
Graf.
Martina.
Borg.
Becker.
Maria.
Connors.
Jean.
Cash.
Virginia.
Martinez.
Hewitt.
Jana.
Goolagong. And you're a goner. Will, you've lost that final life. You're going home, I'm afraid. Cornelius, you're through. Hey, Will, to make things worse, you lose all your money. You had £695, exactly the same as Cornelius. He doubles his money. And you now have £1,390. You're through to the next round. Well done, we'll see you there. Will, you've been beaten by the bar. So, three players remain. Sarah, Helen and Cornelius. But who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Sarah, Cornelius and Helen have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it to the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. Which of these X Factor judges has mentored the most winners? Here's the rebound. Sharon, Cheryl, Nicole or Talisa. All judges in X Factor, but which one has mentored the most winners? You're all locked in. Cornelius, you don't look that sure. Let's have a look what you chose. Cornelius, you went for Nicole?
I did, yes. Because I like Nicole. I was very much hoping when the question was asked that Louis Walsh should come up. So when four ladies came up, I was kind of stumped. So
how many winners do you think she had?
I've no idea. This isn't Eurovision. I've no idea.
And the other two went for Cheryl. The correct answer is... it is Cheryl. So well done to Helen and Sarah. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. Well done, Sarah. Out in front again, £784. Next question. Start the bar. Which character has the opening line in the 1977 film Star Wars? Here's the rebound. C-3PO, Princess Leia, R2-D2 or Darth Vader? How well do you know your Star Wars?
Not at all.
You're locked in. Let's see what you chose. Cornelius, you went for C-3PO.
Because I was convinced the opening line was said by a robot.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is C-3PO. Well done, Cornelius. His line was...
Did you hear that? They shut down the main reactor.
You could probably do that better than me.
It's better when you said it.
So you got it right. Let's see how much cash you banked. £817. That's a good amount of money. And a bit of a fist pump there, Cornelius. Yes. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these flags features the most stars? Here comes that rebound. New Zealand, Australia, the EU or Brazil? We're looking for the flag that features the most stars. You're locked in. Let's see what you picked. You went for New Zealand, Sarah.
Yeah, but now you're thinking about it, the EU flag's got loads of stars, hasn't it? So that might be incorrect.
Cornelius, you went for Australia.
Yeah, Australia's got 6 or 7 and New Zealand's only got 4, so I went for Australia. But, yeah, the EU flag's got 12.
The correct answer is... it's Brazil.
Oh, really?
27 stars represent the 27 states of Brazil. Really? So you missed out on a chance to get some cash there. Oh, let's see if you can do better this time. Yeah. Start the bar. Which of these theatre productions has had the longest run on Broadway? You know what the bar will do? It's going to rebound. Chicago, Phantom of the Opera, The Lion King or Wicked? We're looking for the one that's had the longest run on Broadway. You're locked in. Let's get straight to what you picked. All in agreement. Phantom of the Opera. Helen?
It seems to have been around forever, and certainly longer than Lion King and Wicked. I was a bit worried about Chicago, though.
Cornelius, confident?
I think Wicked and The Lion King were released too recently to be contenders.
The correct answer is... it is Phantom of the Opera. Well done, all of you. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. Sarah, once again, you're really quick with the button. £669 to you. This is the last chance to bank some cash in fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these athletes has won the most Olympic gold medals? Here's the rebound. Steve Redgrave, Chris Hoy, Lympha Christie or Bradley Wiggins? All athletes, but who's won the most gold medals? Cornelius, a grimace on that face.
Yes, Steve Redgrave won gold in five consecutive Olympics, so I went for him, but I think now it's Chris Hoy.
Well, let's check what you all locked in first. Yeah, you did. You went for Steve Redgrave. And Sarah went for Chris Hoy.
I'm quite confident he's got more than Steve Redgrave.
The correct answer is... it is Chris Hoy. He's won 6 gold medals. Steve Redgrave, 5. Oh, so you were one off, but that means you don't get any cash. Sarah, how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? £744, a real treasure chest there. Well, let's see how you're all getting on, because that's the end of Fast Cash. Let's have a look at the leaderboard. Helen, you're in last place with £2,481. Cornelius, you're just ahead, £2,837. But Sarah, you are way out in front with £4,318. Congratulations, you're in the lead as we head into our next round. But remember, only one of them can make it into the rebound final, and we're about to find out who. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Sarah, Cornelius and Helen each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop their bar and stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar will move 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Set the bars. Helen, because you banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you here. Cornelius, you're in second place, so your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. Sarah, you banked the most, so this means you have the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Othello, As You Like It, Romeo and Juliet. Start the bars. Remember, you need to lock in quickly or you lose time on the runway. We were looking for which Shakespeare play features the character Mercutio. Let's see what you locked in. Ah, a mix of answers. Cornelius, you went for Othello.
I'm big on Macbeth, but neither of the other, neither of the other plays.
You're always coming up with excuses, Cornelius.
I should have said a Scottish play. I'm so sorry.
Helen, you went for As You Like It.
I really couldn't remember, but I quite liked As You Like It, so I thought, let's give him a whirl.
And Sarah, you've got the most room on the runway, and you went for Romeo and Juliet. Confident with that?
Quite confident, yeah. I think he's a cousin of one of the characters. Can't remember which one. I think it's Juliet.
The correct answer is... it is Romeo and Juliet. So, Sarah, you're safe for the time being, but Cornelius and Helen, you know what that means. We've got to move your bars. Helen.
Yes.
One question, and you've almost used up half the runway.
Got to get the next few right, haven't I?
Got to get some right answers, and you've got to be quick.
Yep.
Same goes for you, Cornelius.
Yeah.
No more excuses. Which of these is the correct answer? Sunderland FC, Southampton FC, or Stoke FC? Start the bars. Ah, really quick locking in. Well done. What did you choose? Cornelius and Helen in agreement with Southampton. Cornelius, you're a football fan?
I am, yes. And Southampton used to play at the Dell, but they moved to St Mary's about 10 years back.
Sarah?
I haven't got a clue.
I think we've found a weak spot for Sarah. The answer is... it is Southampton. So that means, Cornelius and Helen, you are safe. This time, Sarah, we're going to have to move your bar. Helen.
Yes.
You're in last place at the moment. Mm. You've got to up your game. Mm. Which of these is the correct answer? Botticelli, Donatello, Giacometti. Start the bars. You're all locked in. See what you chose. And you're all in agreement. Botticelli, Sarah.
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure it is Botticelli, but I could be wrong on this one.
Cornelius.
My thumb was hovering over B because I thought you were going to put up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I very quickly changed it to A.
And Helen.
I can see the picture in my mind. She's coming out of a shell, isn't she?
Let's see what the answer is. It is Botticelli. At the Birth of Venus shows the Roman goddess of love and beauty rising from the sea on a sculpted seashell. So well done, Helen, but you don't get an extra point for that. You're all safe for the time being. Next question. Zambia, Kenya or Tanzania? Which of these is the correct answer? Start the bars. We were looking for in which country would you find Mount Kilimanjaro? Let's see what you chose. Sarah.
Again, it's one of those questions that it was between Kenya and Tanzania.
and I just had to go with what I thought it was.
Cornelius?
I went for Kenya. More I think about it now, I think Tanzania is probably right.
Helen?
I'm pretty sure it's Tanzania, and okay. I'm happy with that, and I answered it quickly too.
So at last, we've got a question.
Yeah, I knew the answer, yes. Wow.
The correct answer is... It is Tanzania, so well done, Helen and Sarah, you're safe. Cornelius, this could be bad for you.
Yes.
Brace yourself, move the bar. Right, Cornelius, you've slipped into last place. It's not looking good, is it?
No.
Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Spittoon, Walloon or Cardoon? Start the bars. Let's see what you locked in. Cornelius, you went for Walloon. You feel confident
with no real knowledge. I wasn't round the Victorian days.
Well, Helen, were you around the Victorian days?
I'm not quite old enough to remember either, but I was expecting a completely different question, because when I saw Walloon, it's one of the nationalities in Belgium, and I thought I was expecting a question about Belgium. That's why, why I went, ooh.
You went for Cardoon, but if you get it wrong, you're in about the same amount of trouble as Cornelius. You might not be out, but you're in the thick of trouble down there. Cornelius, though, you're in the worst position here, aren't you?
Breaking me gently, Sean.
I don't like what I see. And you should like it less than me. Because if that bar hits you, you go home. The correct answer is... coming up, right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Sarah, Cornelius and Helen are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for which of these is a Victorian vegetable. Cornelius, there's a lot riding on this for you and you, Helen. Cornelius, you went for Walloon. Helen, you went for Cardoon. The correct answer is... it is a Cardoon. Helen got it right. You're safe this time. So are you, Sarah. Cornelius, you're not. We need to have a word about this, don't we? But before we have a word, I'm going to move your bar. Yeah. OK. You've got to be quick now, Cornelius. On with the next. Which of these is the correct answer? Handbags, beer or cupcakes? Start the bars. We were looking for what is Lulu Guinness most famous for making. This is what you locked in. You're in agreement. Handbags. Cornelius. You were quick.
I just guessed as quickly as I could, because I thought if I think about this, the rebound bar will have caught me up.
The correct answer is... it is handbags. You're all safe for the time being. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Chatsworth House, Blenheim Palace or Sandringham House? Start the bars. We were looking for where was Winston Churchill born? You don't look happy with your answer, Cornelius. This is what you locked in. Sandringham House.
We hadn't had a C for a long time, so I thought we're bound to have a C. And once I read the question, I had to buzz in. It was Blenheim Palace, wasn't it?
The correct answer is... it is Blenheim Palace. You went quick, but you weren't correct.
No.
We're going to have to move your bar. Cornelius, you're out of the game, you're out of time, you've been beaten by the bar. Which means it's between Helen and Sarah for a place in the final. Helen, you've got plenty of work to do. Sarah, you've got a bit of breathing space. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Neil Morrissey, Ringo Starr or Michael Palin? Start the bars. You're locked in. We were looking for who was the narrator of TV's Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Here's what you chose. Both in agreement, Ringo Starr. Correct answer is... it is Ringo Starr. You're safe. But not much time, Helen. You're going to have to be really quick now and hope that Sarah gets something wrong. Next question. Stones, shuttlecocks or pucks? Start the bars. Helen, you're out of the game, you're out of time. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means, Sarah, you're in our rebound final. Congratulations. Let's see what you locked in there. We were looking for what are played with in curling. You went for pucks. Mm. The correct answer is?
Stones.
Stones, you got it wrong, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because you're in the final. And you know what? You steal Cornelius and Helen's money.
Yeah.
Which means you'll be playing for a prize of £9,636. Well done to you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's fantastic.
What would you spend it on?
Well, I love Christmas, but I'd only do one decoration. I do a Christmas tree. And I can never find a perfect Christmas tree. So I think I might start up my own Christmas tree plantation and grow them myself.
Wow, that's amazing. How big would it be?
Huge.
Huge. Lots of Christmas trees.
Lots of Christmas trees.
Well, fingers crossed you can win that money. We're all rooting for you. Let's see if Sarah can beat the bar. Now, Sarah, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Sarah needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches her. With every correct answer, Sarah moves one step closer to victory and that £9,636. But the bar is determined to hunt her down, and if it reaches her at any time, it's game over and she goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Sarah?
It's clear.
Let's reveal today's categories. Movies, music, history, sport, science and nature, world affairs. Now, Sarah, you have to play three categories. To move along the runway, you'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. So, Sarah, which one are you going to choose first?
I think I'm going to go movies first.
Why?
Because I'm pretty good with movies. I watch a lot of movies. So I'm hoping it'll be quite an easy category for me to get through the first five questions.
So are you going for your best one first?
Pretty much, yeah.
OK, movies it is. The bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck. Who co-starred with Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers and The Internship?
Adam Sandler.
How many of the Star Wars films did George Lucas direct?
Five.
Which singer did Jamie Foxx portray in the 2004 film Ray?
God, what's his name? Pass.
Reese Witherspoon has a son, Deacon, with which actor?
Pass.
The film Get Rich or Die Trying tells the story of which American rapper?
50 Cent.
In which series of films does Freddy Krueger appear?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which comedian plays Dr. McPhee in A Night at the Museum?
Pass.
Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan played police partners in which series of films?
Pass.
Which American actress was born Karen Elaine Johnson?
Pass.
Who is the director of the film School of Rock and Boyhood?
Pass.
Which actress's jewellery collection became known as the jewel... Oh, Sarah, beaten by the bar.
It was so hard.
Oh, that was really, really sad to see because it felt like a domino effect. You got one wrong, you got the next wrong.
They were just not my kind of movies, to be honest.
Did you feel the pressure of the bar?
It was kind of, I'm never going to get five in the time that I need to.
You could see the bar coming.
Yeah.
Were you keeping an eye on it?
I was keeping an eye on it, but when you don't know the answers to the questions, there's nothing much you can do.
Of course, it was Vince Vaughn who co-starred with Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers and The Internship. Four films for George Lucas. Ray Charles, that was the name you were looking for in Ray. Ryan Phillippe has a son with Reese Witherspoon. Ricky Gervais, you knew that, didn't you?
Nope.
Night at the Museum?
No.
Rush Hour was Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. Whoopi Goldberg was the actress born Karen Elaine Johnson. Richard Linklater was the director of the film School of Rock. You should know that, School of Rock.
Never seen it.
Oh, I thought it'd be up your street.
Never seen it.
And you only got two right, but you have been fantastic throughout the show. You've just been beaten by the bar. You couldn't quite get there. Unlucky. That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when another six contestants battle to beat the bar. See you then. Goodbye.